Social media world changers, I'm having a party in Austin on May 4th and you're invited. My third annual social media content creation conference, Social Success, is happening on May 4th, 2024 in beautiful Austin, Texas. I've gathered some of the best social media and entrepreneurial leaders in the country, including Brian Martin, Brett Shuford, Dr. Trevor Buffoni, Dan Peterson, Megan Colwell, Jennifer Bassman, Davina Maharaj, and yours truly to speak at this fun, inspiring event that will help you level up your social media presence, your content creation skills, and your leadership mindset. Your Austin weekend will start on Friday, May 3rd with an optional mini branding photo shoot and a happy hour meet and greet. Then get ready for the big day because on Saturday, May 4th, you're going to spend 10 hours with your fellow social media world changers, learning all of the latest social media strategies to skyrocket your brand. On Saturday, you'll also get your headshot snapped by our amazing event photographer, and you'll get a fun swag bag to take home. We'll end with some group videos and an after party that you definitely don't want to miss. Space is limited, so grab your ticket today. Head to smallbizsocialsociety.com for details and tickets. And here's a money-saving tip for you. Reach out to one of the speakers for a special discount code to save $50 off your ticket. This is the best social media event in 2024 for mission-driven entrepreneurs using social media to make a positive impact on the world. I can't wait to meet you in person in Austin on May 4th at Social Success. Welcome to the Social Sunshine Podcast. I'm your hostess, Brittany Crossan, and I'm here to help you build a brand, make an impact, and have some fun on social media. I'm the owner of Fun Love Media, a social media and podcasting agency in Houston, Texas. This show is for social media creators, social media managers, and small business owners that want to stand out on social media and beyond. Please know that this show could include some grown-up language here or there. Let's get started. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Social Sunshine Podcast. I'm your hostess, Brittany Crossan. Thank you so much for being back for another episode, whether you are listening or you're watching on YouTube. I am so happy that you're here. Today, I'm going to talk with you about social media for podcasts. So getting quite specific here, if you are a podcaster, if you work in podcasting, if you are a social media manager for a podcast, if you want to have a podcast and want to know how to handle the social media for it, any of those things, this episode is for you. I'm going to give you my top three ways that you can and should create social media content for a podcast, all right? Now, we're recording this in March of 2024, so I always like to timestamp a lot of these topics that I talk about just because, as we all know, technology changes, social media changes, podcasting changes, and I want to make it clear that this is timely for right now. And we'll see if all of these tips are still good a year from now. If not, we'll do an updated episode. I'm excited to talk about this. As you probably know, this topic is near to me because I am a podcaster and I'm also a social media professional. So I started as a social media manager. Oh gosh, let's see, it's 2024. So, 7.5 years ago, I guess, is how long ago it was when I got my first paying social media manager work. And so social media has been, something that I've loved ever since MySpace, but it's been a thing I've done professionally for that long. And of course, I then later started my company, Fun Love Media, and we specialize right now in both social media and podcasting. So it's a topic I'm dealing with all the time, and we are paid to do this for people. So I know that these top three things are going to help you really promote every single podcast episode. Before I give you my top three tips, really quick, I want to ask you if you will please rate and review the show. I really appreciate you doing that, especially on iTunes. It can be really, really powerful. If you'll leave a 5-star rating and a little review, just like a sentence, something about the show that you enjoy, so that way a potential listener has something to go off of and can tell why they should listen to the show. It also helps the show be more visible to more people. And I always really appreciate that. So yes, leave a review. rating and review on any platform that you possibly can. We really, really appreciate it. If you're watching on YouTube, please leave a comment and subscribe. Always appreciate that very, very much as well. Okay, so the top three things that you need to do social media for a podcast, my big standouts right now, okay? The first one is to share video clips. You have probably seen podcasts share video clips. This is getting to be a more and more common practice. It's really, as of right now, March 2024, though, it's probably not as common as it will be later. I do think we've got a ways to go. I think that most of the podcasts that are regularly sharing video, is, even if it's just a video clip, maybe not the full video, like you're able to watch this entire show on YouTube, right? Maybe not everybody's doing that, but a lot of people are doing the video clips, but I do think it's still more like the leaders, and people kind of blazing the trail. So I do think that more people will follow suit. So you may not be doing this yet for your podcast, but I highly recommend video clips. And, you know, the way to do this, there's a lot of ways to do this. Okay. So, and it would take us hours to go through all of the different ways, but just to kind of summarize it for you so you can find the way that's best for you is that you're going to want to make sure that each episode is recorded, both audio and video. Now, the great news is that as long as you have a decent webcam on the computer that the host is using, the podcast host, then you use a platform that allows that. Like we use Riverside right now at Fun Love Media. And if you do that, then you can record both the audio and the video together. So you've got, you know, that covered, and you can download it and save it. And then you'll have the actual video file. So then you can go in and edit and trim it down and share it as social media short form video. Now, I want to give you a few specific things to do on those video clips, because honestly, if you're not doing these things, then it's probably not going to serve you to even do the video clips at all. So make sure and do these things. So you want the video to start with a hook. If you're not familiar with that, a hook is just something that will get the viewer's attention. And a hook applies to everything, not just video. It applies to audio. It applies to copy. So, you know, something that's going to grab someone's attention at first. So when you're editing down these video clips for social media, you want to make sure and start the video clip with a hook. So you might even, this is kind of a cool tactic that I've been really liking lately, is you might even start the video clip with the solution. Like, you know, instead of keeping it a mystery, you might fast forward, like move the, you know, edit and trim it and move things around. So that way the video starts with, you know, I grew 3,000 Instagram followers in 30 days. Like that's the beginning of the video. And then maybe the rest of the clip says, you know, I did this, I did that, da da da. Let me tell you how I did this, da 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 da. And it's like 30 seconds long and then it's over, right? So start with a hook. Start with something that's going to get people's attention. That's really, really important. Now, also really important is that each video clip is a complete thought. This whole, like, we're not trying to make it seem like clickbait. Like, it's annoying and people don't want to deal with that. So what you need to do is make sure that whatever piece or pieces of that episode that you're choosing for the video clip, it's a complete thought that someone, what I say to my team is like, someone should be able to watch that video clip and really actually get something from it and not even have to listen to the full episode if they don't want to, or watch the full episode. Now, of course we want people to listen or watch it, but here's what this is. This is coming from that approach of like providing really, really excellent value, just the way that social media content in general should for a business, right? You're essentially giving away something for free, and that's good. That's okay. Don't be scared to do that. So you want to make sure that your video clip is a complete thought. Now, I know it can be very tricky when you're trying to trim something down to be so short. So it's going to take some practice before you get better and better at this. It just is. But that's okay. Everything does. So you got to get started. You got to give it a try and make sure it's a complete thought. That way you're not frustrating your viewer. And actually by giving them a complete thought and something to really go back and go, oh, I just got like a whole tip from that 40-second video, right? Instead of it being like a bad thing that you shared something for free, it's actually a good thing. It's going to make them want to listen or watch even more because they can really rely on you and you're providing good value. All right. So you've got the hook. Make sure the video is a complete thought. You're going to trim it, edit little pauses out, all that stuff. You know, this is social media short form video. And it's just, you know, it's even though it's a complete thought, it's still just a taste of the entire episode. So you want to make sure it's quick. Again, this is March 2024, and this is what's working right now. You're doing it quick. You're editing out ums and pauses and things like that. All right. And don't be shy to go back and edit out again, right? So like, let's say you get it down to like, you know, you want it to be, say, less than 60 seconds. And because right now YouTube Shorts can be 60 seconds. And so anyway, you want to get it down to that. Say you get it down to 60 seconds. Don't be afraid to like take a break and then come back to that video, watch it again and see if you can edit it down even more. See if you can go one extra round and get it down to like 52 seconds. Okay. And if you've ever been through the video editing process, you know that it can feel like to take like 2 seconds off of a video sometimes feels like a huge task. But again, it's one of those things you're going to get better at with time. So make sure you're really editing it down so it's super clean, super tight, but still a complete thought. All right. And then of course, because these are social media short form videos, as of March 2024, it's still ideal for them to be vertically formatted video. So you want it to be in that format. All right. If you are recording, this gets a little tricky. If you are recording in, say, something like Riverside, like we do, or something similar, and it's with the webcam on the computer, well, that's going to be in horizontal format, but you want your social media stuff to be vertical right now. So then you're either converting it to vertical, which could very well affect the quality of the video because it zooms it in and it can make it look a little pixelated, or you can do like we've tried different things. You can stack the videos, like you can stack 3 horizontal videos so it fills up the space of a vertical format. You know, there's just different ways to kind of get creative with it. Of course, everything can't be the same format. That would be way too easy, wouldn't it? So vertical format, make sure it starts with a hook, make sure it's a complete thought, but still make sure it's super tight, super trimmed up and cut down nice and tight and brief. All right. So you want to do this for every episode. So if you have an episode that comes out once a week, you're going to need at least one of these every week. If you have 2 episodes a week, you're going to need at least 2 of these every week. I think it's really important that you do this because you're going to be one of those leaders, like I'm saying. Like you're going to be one of those that stands out more because you're sharing video clips of your podcast. Because podcasting started as an audio only medium, it's just cool to have a video and stand out among everybody else. Okay. So that's the first thing. The second big thing you can do on social media for a podcast is share a carousel post about the topic or about the guest. And which one, it just depends on your show. So let's go over the comparison. So first of all, a carousel post, if you're not familiar, on social media is a still image. Well, that had to be still image, I guess, on Instagram. Shit. Go figure. There's so many variables. It's a multi-image post, and you know, it just means like if you're scrolling Instagram and you see where somebody posted like 10 pictures and you can like swipe through them and look at all of them, that's a carousel post, okay? So you can create that kind of a post for each episode, excuse me, and it can be about the topic or the guest. So it would be about the topic if that makes sense for that episode. Like if that episode probably like doesn't have a guest and the topic is the shining star and that's what's really going to draw people into that episode, into your show, then that's what you want the carousel post to be about. And even if it's just a 2-slide carousel post, that's fine. The first one should be a hook, just like the video clips. It should be something to grab the person's attention and make them want to swipe to the next slide and read the caption and hopefully go listen to or watch the podcast episode. So no pressure, but pressure, because the hook is important. So you want to make sure and have that on the first slide. And then your second slide can either go on to explain the topic further, or it, you know, and then you could even have a third one that says, listen on iTunes, watch on YouTube, right? Like the call to action. Or if it's just a two-slide carousel, then the first one would be the hook, and then the second one might go a little bit more into the topic on the, like the top half of it, and the bottom half would be like, listen to, watch, da-da-da, here's how to, you know, go and have the, you know, see this whole episode. And now that's a topic. So if your show is more guest-heavy, or even it's just like a guest episode, and you want the carousel to be about the guest, you know, and I guess you might have a guest and sometimes the carousel still isn't about the guest. You're going to have to make that judgment call. It depends on the situation of the, in the episode. And also it depends on the person, like the guest. So like if the guest isn't like, super public or super active on social media or something, maybe you'll choose to still feature the topic. But anyway, if you're doing a carousel post about the guest, then, here's some specific tips for you. You can start the first slide of the carousel as just a photo of them. So if they provided you like a beautiful, high quality photo of themselves, which they should, you should ask for that if you are a podcaster, by the way, or if you manage a podcast or whatever your situation is. The first slide could just be a photo of them, especially if you're posting this on Instagram and you want to add them as a collaborator and you want to basically increase the chances of them wanting to be a collaborator. If that first slide that's going to show in their Instagram grid is just a photo of them, like a nice, lovely photo of them that they provided you, then they're probably more likely to accept the collaboration because it's a picture of them in their feed, right? In their grid and in their feed. So it makes sense. Sometimes whenever we add someone as a collaborator on a piece of content that's branded to our thing, like, so if it's branded to the podcast, it's the podcast colors and the fonts and the this and that, then sometimes somebody doesn't necessarily want that in their Instagram grid. I mean, really, if somebody has a certain look they're going for or something like that. So consider that, like, it's an actual consideration. And it might do you some good if the first slide is just a photo of them. And then maybe the second slide talks about what they talk about or about the guest, like something about their story, something interesting, like a fun fact. Did you know, that she used to work at Disneyland and she, you know, was dressed as Minnie Mouse or whatever, right? So like you could have that kind of thing. So it'd be super about the guest if you want, which if guests are a big part of your show, then that would make a lot of sense because you're showing that support. You know, and then you go on in the caption and you explain more about the guests and about the episode and so on. And of course, yes, like I say, you can add them as a collaborator, which tagging in collaborations, that's actually my third main tip for you. So especially if you have guests, you want to be tagging people. You want to add them as Instagram collaborators in this content for the episode of the show. You want to tag them in stories, right? Whether it's Instagram stories, Facebook stories, or even TikTok stories as of now, you want to go ahead and tag people because if you don't, then, well, a lot of things. One, the audience doesn't know who the hell you're talking about necessarily. Like they can't easily go find information about this person, right? Also, you're having the guests miss out on an opportunity of being tagged in something so they get more exposure. Also, when you tag somebody, it notifies them. So they get a little notification. They go, oh, you know, such and such podcast, they just posted about my episode. Great. And then they can reshare it or they can comment on it. Thank you for having me and do all that stuff. Like you need to have that activity and you also need to show that support when you have guests or co-hosts or whatever you have on the show. So tagging and collaboration posts and all that is extremely important in social media in general, but social media for podcasts. So I highly, highly recommend you make sure and thoroughly use all of those features. So everything, all three of these things, sharing video clips, sharing carousel posts, either about the topic or the guest, and then tagging, collaborating and all that. All three of these things need to happen every episode. And how many times per episode depends upon the approach you want to take. If you want a more aggressive approach, then one video clip per episode for the whole week, say of a weekly show, isn't enough. That's not aggressive. Now, if you don't care if you have an aggressive approach or not, or that doesn't really matter in your situation, then fine. But if it does, then you need to be sharing about each episode. We'll just stick with the example of weekly episodes. About each weekly episode, like multiple times a week. Like if you want an aggressive approach, then you should share about it more than three times a week, the episode. So just kind of gauge where where you are on that and what kind of approach you want to be taking for this podcast to share about it on social media. And, you know, this whole thing of sharing about every podcast episode on social media is something that it's like the biggest, you know, mistake basically I see podcasters make is that they don't share about every episode multiple times or even at all a lot of times. I see that a lot. And it's like, how do you think people are going to know about your show? These podcast platforms, you know, yeah, they have algorithms like they're everything else. But if you're putting out, let's say, just one episode a week, right? And even if you get pretty decent listens and views, I mean, even if you're getting thousands for every episode, right? It's still just one time a week that it pops up in like the feed of this person's podcast, like if they're following you or, you know, whatever, right? That's not very much because there's so much content flowing all the time. So you really can't just like rely on like iTunes or Spotify alone to just magically show your show to people all the time, right? And you also want to build momentum, especially if you're starting out. So sharing about every episode on social is a great way to do that. And of course, you can share it lots of other ways, but this episode was specifically about social media for podcasts. So I really hope that you'll do all three of these things for your podcast or the podcast you work for or work on. And I hope that it's helpful. And you can always, if you have further questions about any of these things I talk about, of course, you can always reach out. Reach out to the show. Social Sunshine Podcast is on Facebook, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on TikTok, and on YouTube. And of course, you can listen on all of the major podcast platforms. And we're always happy to try to help you out, answer your questions. And also, if you have any requests, like a future topic request or a future guest request, I would absolutely love to hear those. We're always looking for great stuff to talk about and great people to have on the show. So, all right. Thank you so much for listening and thank you for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, please remember to subscribe to the channel and leave a comment. If you are listening, please remember to rate and review the show on the platform that you listen on. I really appreciate that. I thank you for being here. I hope that this helps you in the podcasting world and in the social media world and beyond. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to today's show, y'all. For more information about the podcast, go to socialsunshinepodcast.com and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and LinkedIn. And subscribe to the Social Sunshine Podcast YouTube channel to watch the video version of each episode. For more information about me, go to brittanycrossen.com and connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. The Social Sunshine Podcast is a Fun Love Media production. Funlovemedia.com. Bye.